An unsuspecting Adelaide public servant has found himself swept up in a conspiracy to oust the 44th President of the United States from office. A movement known as the Birthers, which originated in California, is attempting to prove that Barack Obama was born in Kenya, not Hawaii, therefore making him ineligible to be president. In a bid to stake their claim, they released what appeared to be a Kenyan birth certificate with Obama's name on it. Skeptics soon traced the bogus birth certificate and found it to be a forgery. The document turns out to have been based on the birth certificate of an Adelaide man called David Jeffrey Bomford. Dina Rosendorf broke the news to him.
David Jeffrey Bomford's language was a touch too colourful for radio when PM first contacted him with news his birth certificate had been used in a bid to oust Barack Obama. Now that he's come to terms with his unwitting involvement in an international conspiracy, he's slightly more amused.
That is ridiculous. Little old person in Adelaide, the President of the United States. I don't know whether to laugh about it or not, be worried about it. It is interesting, someone from here being involved in a conspiracy. That is so funny.
It's believed computer hackers found Mr. Bomford's birth certificate on his family's genealogy website. They used it as the basis for a forgery in an attempt to prove President Obama was born in Kenya rather than Hawaii. Only people born in the USA can be president. The fake Kenyan birth document has been circulated by political opponents of Obama's called the Birthers, who are out to unseat him. A growing online community who were against the Birthers quickly picked apart the bogus birth certificate and traced it back to about as far from Kenya as you can get, Theberton Community Hospital at Mile End in South Australia, and David Jeffrey Bomford. As for the unsuspecting man at the centre of the political storm, he says he's not a birther, just a public service clerk from Adelaide.
I'm not involved in anything. To think that someone like me would be involved in an international conspiracy, considering I'm a conspiracist myself. I believe everything in the old Roswell and all that rubbish, so this is quite funny.
Do you have anything against President Obama?
Nah. I think he was a good choice for president, apart from that. I didn't at first think he was a good president, but he's proved himself all right, so he changed my mind.
Looking over the documents in question, Mr. Bomford still can't quite believe his eyes.
It's little old me and my mum and everything else up there. Oh, I definitely confirmed that the birth certificate was mine. That was quite easy to see. My address, even the style of the birth certificate, was an old South Australian one, so it's quite easy to identify that it's mine.
And looking at the fake Kenyan birth certificate, what do you make of it?
It's definitely a copy of my certificate. That's so laughable, it's ridiculous.
Internet security expert Dr. Asha Rao from RMIT University says although this case is quite funny, it's also very dangerous.
It just shows you what is possible on the internet, that ultimately digital documents come down to a strings of zeros and ones. This is an extreme case. Of course, they must have trawled around and found something which they could use. But it's also, you know, you really don't know if you put that up. That is the main document that shows your identity. So identity theft starts with getting hold of that document. So it's very dangerous to put stuff like that online.
Mr. Bomford agrees with the experts and says he'll definitely be removing it from the website.
I'm very surprised at how anyone would even find it on the net unless they were looking for something like that, because it's buried on a little-known research site, particularly for my family. So it's very, very surprised that anyone would even find it on the net. I'll be certainly contacting my friend who runs that web and asking him to remove it.
But he reckons it's a good story to tell his friends and family.
I'm not particularly worried about it because no one would honestly believe that anyone like me would be involved in it. Just grey-haired old guy sitting in a corner, quiet old Adelaide.
Adelaide public servant David Jeffrey Bomford, ending that report by Dina Rosendorf.